This is St. Louis Public Radio. Every day in St. Louis or elsewhere, a black person shudders in fear after seeing a police officer approaching. Every day a cop makes a lightning-quick decision that could mean life or death. A national theater project that includes the exploration of relationships between police and African Americans debuts in St. Louis. The production also examines many other themes through a racial lens, including community protests and mothers. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports on the diverse group of plays, some of which may be difficult to watch.
Pop, pop, pop.
This line depicting gunshots is repeated several times in one of the short plays about the death of a young boy at the hands of police.
He turned around.
The theater project itself also hits audiences in rapid-fire bursts with 71 one-minute pieces. It's called Every 28 Hours, referencing a widely quoted but also disputed statistic about how often police kill an African-American person. The point of view switches back and forth.
And you've got 2 seconds, 2 seconds to make a decision, life or death, life or death. And so you do.
A white cop struggling with telling a gun from a toy solos in this piece by national playwright Neil LaBute. Joan Lipkin is directing this and 9 other plays, mostly about law enforcement. She says the large number of pieces allows for many perspectives.
It's like a kaleidoscope. With each next minute, it's accumulative, and you get a much richer and deeper experience of what racial justice, or injustice, as I should say, looks like in America today.
But do some of those theatrical attempts to explore racial issues go too far?
My dog thinks he's a black man, Dr. Simone.
That's not a dog you hear. It's a black man on a leash. His owner doesn't understand why he's afraid of the police. The doctor takes the collar and the leash off the man's neck and puts it around the owner's, demonstrating the shift of power.
Better? Better.
I understand the intent behind that particular piece. However, it's just not that funny to me.
That's Vincent Fluellen, an adjunct professor of social work at Washington University. He sat in on one of the rehearsals and thinks highly of what he knows of the project, but not the play with the dog, something he calls re-traumatizing to black people like himself.
The woman carrying this leash around the neck of a black man takes me to lynching. It takes me to times of slavery.
Lipkin says she takes Fluellen's concerns seriously. She says many of the plays are challenging and that this one is particularly difficult.
In this piece, Salm Ayani, who is an African-American theater artist based in D.C., is using a gallows humor that's a bit shocking.
Thought-provoking in a different way is a play with 2 cops in an Apple computer store on the lookout for a thief. When they notice a white woman with a new computer and no receipt, the white officer assumes she couldn't be the suspect.
Oh. Apple Air. Nice.
Joel Beard plays the other cop, who's black, and has a different take.
She has evidence on her and a weapon, and she just gets a free pass. You know, it actually happens. You know, so it actually, I'll say it, it kind of enrages me a little bit.
Director Lipkin hopes theatergoers will think hard about those kinds of assumptions. Lipkin herself is challenged by the material she's directing.
After rehearsal, I have to sort of sit with myself and say, how am I complicit with a system that behaves like this? But also, going forward, how can we address this?
Admission to Every 28 Hours is free at COCA and at the next performance, October 24th at the Rep. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.